Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be taking you through all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with the vaccine updates first. Dr. Reddy's and the Russian Direct Investment Fund have now agreed to conduct clinical trials and distribute 100 million doses of Russia's Sputnik V COVID-19 vaccine in India. The RDIF is Russia's sovereign wealth fund. Upon regulatory approvals in India, the RDIF shall supply to Dr. Reddy's 100 million doses of the vaccine, and that's what Dr. Reddy's has said in a statement. Moving on, China is now inoculating tens of thousands of its citizens with experimental COVID-19 vaccines and attracting international interest in their development, and that's despite expert concerns over the safety of the drugs that have not completed standard testing. China launched a vaccine emergency use program in July, offering three experimental shots developed by a unit of state pharmaceutical giant China National Pharmaceutical Group, Sinopharm, and US-listed Sinovac Biotech. A fourth COVID-19 vaccine being developed by CanSino Biologics was approved for use by the Chinese military in June. The Serum Institute of India on September 15th received the Drugs Controller General of India or DCGI's nod to resume the clinical trial of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine candidate in India. The earlier order suspending the new recruitment for Phase 2 and Phase 3 trial was revoked. The DCGI had on September 11th directed Serum Institute of India to suspend new recruitment in Phase 2 and Phase 3 clinical trials of the Oxford COVID-19 vaccine candidate after pharma giant AstraZeneca paused the clinical trials in the countries because of an unexplained illness in a participant in the study. Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist Bill Gates said that he does not believe that any of COVID-19 vaccine candidates are likely to seek approval in the US before the end of October. I do think once you get into, say, December or January, the chances are that at least two or three will seek approval if the effectiveness is there. That's what the co-chair and trustee of Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation said. Putting confidence about a breakthrough by early 2021, Gates named one drug maker as being the farthest ahead in the video conference with CNBC. With that, let's move on to all the updates from India then. The total number of coronavirus cases in India have now galloped past the 50 lakh mark. That's just 11 days after it crossed the 40 lakh mark, with 90,123 infections being reported in just the last 24 hours. With 39,42,360 recoveries as on September 16th, the recovery rate in India has now gone up to 78.53%, and that's according to the Union Health Ministry. The total COVID-19 cases have now mounted to 50,20,359, while the death toll has now climbed to 82,066, with a record 1,290 people succumbing to the disease in a span of 24 hours. With nearly 11 lakh cases, Maharashtra's COVID-19 tally remains the highest among the Indian states and union territories, according to the Union Health Ministry's latest updates. The state registered 20,482 new cases of novel COVID-19 disease as of September 15th, taking the total number of cases to 10,97,856. Moving on, the Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das on September 16th has said that the central bank is prepared to take further measures to prepare the economy and banking system to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. The governor said at this virtual seminar organized by industry lobby FICCI. The governor said that economic recovery remains slow and will be gradual. Further, bank credit growth remains muted in the system as well. Now, demand for work under the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act or MNREGA increased nearly 40% in the current fiscal year owing to the mass migration of the migrant workers to rural India. Responding to a question in the Lok Sabha, Rural Development Minister Narendra Singh Tomar said that demand for work rose by 38.79% as 22.5 crore people sought work under the scheme this year until September 12th. The number of beneficiaries provided employment under MNREGA during the current fiscal year as on September 12, 2020 is 8.29 crore, he said in a statement. A member of the NCB team probing drugs angle in the actor Sushant Singh Rajput's death case tested positive for COVID-19 on Wednesday, following which questioning of the actor's former manager Shruti Modi was postponed. Modi reached the Narcotics Control Bureau office in South Mumbai at around 10 a.m. for questioning by the special investigation team. But before the probe team could actually start to record her statement, the NCB received report of one of its testing positive for COVID-19. The SIT member's antigen test came out positive, he said, adding that the other members of the probe team will also now be tested and all protocols will be followed. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world now. With Britain's fretting last week that a new 6-person limit on gatherings would effectively cancel Christmas, Prime Minister Boris Johnson unveiled that he called Operation Moonshot, an audacious plan to test 10 million people every day for COVID-19 and restore life to normal by winters. But by Tuesday, the reality of earthbound life in a pandemic reasserted itself. Before a second wave of the virus had even crested, unprocessed samples overwhelmed Britain's labs and people waited in desperation for tests, while in the reopening of the country's schools and businesses hung in the balance. US President Donald Trump has done it again with his choice of words at a town hall event. He said that the coronavirus will eventually go away and you will develop like a herd mentality. The president was referring to herd immunity, something Dr. Anthony Fauci indicated would happen in the case of COVID-19 after several people lost their lives when the moderator of the event asked Trump if the virus would disappear without a vaccine. He replied, "Sure, this time." According to a Reuters report, Trump also said a vaccine could be available for distribution soon. We are very close to having a vaccine. If you want to know the truth, the previous administration would have taken perhaps years to have a vaccine because of the FDA and all the approvals. And we're within weeks of getting it. You know, it could be just 3 or 4 weeks, he said. Moving on, the Madrid region, one of the worst hit in Spain, is to introduce targeted lockdowns and another restrictions on movement on Friday in areas with high COVID-19 cases. And that's what the local authorities over there have said. Madrid accounts for over 1/3 of the active COVID-19 cases in Spain, with a higher incidence in the high density and low income neighborhoods, mainly in the south of the city. "We are taking measures, but it is not enough. Nothing will work if we are not responsible," said Antonio Zapatero, head of COVID-19 response in Madrid. Moving on, New Zealand has now reported a second consecutive day of no new cases of COVID-19 spread in the community on Wednesday. A single new case diagnosed in the country on Wednesday, health officials said, was uncovered in a traveller returning to New Zealand who is in quarantine at a managed isolation facility. But another person has died of the virus in hospital, bringing New Zealand's COVID-19 death toll to 25. Moving on, around 872 million school children, or half of the world's student population, are still unable to attend schools in person because of the pandemic. An executive director of UNICEF has said that schools had closed their doors in 192 countries at the height of the pandemic, sending 1.6 billion students home. Millions of these children were fortunate enough to learn remotely online through radio, television broadcasts, or through the internet. However, UNICEF data shows that for at least 463 million children whose schools closed during COVID-19, there was no such thing as remote learning. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for joining in.